The Lord is good to all. He has compassion on all he has made. Psalm 145, verse 9. Every once in a while, I need this reminder, so I want to share it with you today. God's goodness is not a reward for good behavior. It's not something you earn on your best days and lose on your worst. It's who he is. The Lord is good to all, not to some, not to the ones who have it all together, but to all. And because his goodness is his nature, not a response to yours, you can't lose it. You can lose sight of it sometimes, which is why I need this reminder. You can get so buried in the noise of a hard season that you forget it's there. You can start believing that his goodness is transactional, that you need to perform well enough to keep it flowing. But his goodness towards you has never once depended on you. It depends on him, and he doesn't change. When you're overwhelmed by the goodness of God towards you, you become a force of goodness in the world around you. Not because you're trying to be good, but because you've been so saturated by his goodness that it overflows. You become his glory on display, not through your own effort, but through the overflow of trust. And when you treat his goodness like currency, like something you have to earn through good works and then you can lose through bad ones, you end up living under a constant threat of it being taken away. And that keeps us timid and anxious and striving. Sons and daughters of God live from his goodness, never for it. You're never separated from his goodness, even in pain, even in suffering, even in a season that makes no sense. His goodness is not conditional on your circumstances. It's rooted in his character. And his character does not change.